Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today's Swamp Swami College Football Top 25. The BCS agrees with me. Hey, well, what do you know? After weeks and weeks of deliberations, spending a weekend sequestered in Dallas watching college football, the infamous BCS College Football Playoff Committee has agreed with yours truly on who should be the final four teams this year. Before last weekend's league championship games, your Swamp Swami published earlier in the week his four top teams, Clemson, Ohio State, LSU, and Oklahoma at number four. 1 week later, the BCS committee, after thousands of dollars of unnecessary travel, hotel rooms, etc. in Dallas, has come to the same conclusions as I did. Okay, the order of the teams was a little bit different. They have LSU as number one, then Ohio State, Clemson, and Oklahoma, but I did nail the final four without any help at all from anyone else. The reason for the difference in the ranking order is that the SwampSwami.com college football rankings start the season by using the Associated Press Top 25 final rankings from the prior season. Now, in those rankings, Clemson finished number one, Ohio State number three, and LSU was number six. All 22 of the other top 25 teams eventually lost one or more games this season, but those three teams are a perfect 13-0 for 2019. Now that's why I have Clemson as number one, Ohio State number two, and LSU as number three. Sure, I do believe that LSU at this time is the strongest of those three teams. However, my rankings are based on logic and are not biased toward my personal favorite teams, which happens to be the big major flaw in most polls. The Swamp Swami College Football Top 25 then ranks each team with one loss or two losses, etc., and within, let's say, the one-loss group, the teams are measured by the best team which they have defeated this season, by that team's current record. If there are still any ties, I utilize the margin of victory over that best opponent. That's it. Now, I've done this for three seasons now, and I will agree that my ranking procedure appears to give a little bit of a boost to some of the so-called weaker conference champions near the top of my rankings. But who is to say that a 12-1 Memphis team, who is now number 5 team, will not be able to defeat the BCS number 5 team in Georgia? Georgia struggled mightily against LSU last weekend, while Memphis defeated Cincinnati, who is 10-3, for the second straight weekend in order to win the conference championship. My number 6 team, 12-1 Boise State, I think could hold their own against BCS number 6 Oregon, who's 11-2. And I'll definitely put my number 7 team, 12-1 Appalachian State, against the BCS number 7 team, Baylor, 11-2. I think the Mountaineers would perform just fine in a matchup of those two teams. My point is that conference champions playing in these so-called weaker conferences, such as Memphis in the American, Boise State in the Mountain West, and Appalachian State from the Sun Belt, are by record quite likely just as good this season as those second-tier teams from the larger conferences. Now, who's to say which set of teams are better unless they get a chance to play against each other? The problem is that teams from the so-called Power 5 conferences, the SEC, Big 10, ACC, Big 12, and Pac-12, generally do not schedule those opponents and will actively seek to avoid such a matchup in bowl games too. Why? The bigger conference teams have too much to lose in recruiting and prestige if they should drop a game to a smaller conference power. This postseason will give Memphis a shot against the Big Ten's Penn State in the Cotton Bowl. Boise State will get a chance against 7-5 Washington from the Pac-12 in this year's Las Vegas Bowl. But Appalachian State gets banished to play in the New Orleans Bowl against Conference USA runner-up UAB. Nothing against UAB. The 12-1 Appalachian State Mountaineers have already beaten two teams from the Power 5, North Carolina from the ACC and South Carolina of the SEC during 2019. After beating two of those big conference schools, I guess nobody wanted to match up and test the Mountaineers for a third time. Good grief. If you'd like to take a look at how I ranked the entire 130-field FBS teams this season, go to SwampSwami.com and check out the list. I think you'll find it interesting. But now it's time to look at the College Football Top 25 from SwampSwami.com for the week ending December 7, 2019. At number 25 from the American Conference, it's Cincinnati at 9-3. At number 24 from the Big Ten, the Michigan Wolverines. At number 23 this week from the American Conference at 9-3, the University of Central Florida. At number 22 from the SEC, it's the Auburn Tigers. At number 21 from the Big Ten, it's the Iowa Hawkeyes. And our highest-ranked three-loss team from the Big Ten, it's number 20, Wisconsin Badgers. At number 19 in this week's survey from the Pac-12 at 11-2, it's the Utah Utes. At number 18 from the SEC, 10-2, Alabama. At number 17 from the Mountain West, it's the Air Force Academy. At number 16, 10-2 from the American Conference, it's Southern Methodist University. And ironically, at number 15, here come the Baptists. From the Big 12, it's the Baylor Bears. At number 14, from the Big 10, it's the Penn State Nittany Lions. At number 13 this week from the SEC at 10-2, it's the Florida Gators. At number 12, Notre Dame at 10-2. Ranked number 11 this week from the Big 10, it's the Minnesota Golden Gophers. At number 10 this week, falling down to 10 after their loss to LSU, from the SEC, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. Coming in at number 9 this week from the American Conference at 9-2, it's the U.S. Naval Academy. And our top-ranked two-loss team this week at number 8 from the Pac-12, it's the Oregon Ducks. And now the top 7 teams, with one loss. At number 7, from the Sun Belt Conference, it's Appalachian State. Also at number 6 with the 12-1 record from the Mountain West, it's Boise State. At number 5, the champions of the American Conference at 12-1, it's the Memphis Tigers. And now your BCS Final Four, at least Swamp Swami version. At number 4 this week in my survey, and staying there from the Big 12, it's the Oklahoma Sooners. At number 3 this week, the SEC champs, the LSU Tigers at 13-0. At number 2 this week, from the Big Ten, the Ohio State Buckeyes. And at number 1 again this week, from the Atlantic Coast Conference at a perfect 13-0, it's the Clemson Tigers. Clemson will face off with Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl, and number 3 LSU will face off with Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl. Come back soon and you'll get the entire bowl wrap-up.